a creator of Epic Pictures, Jeanine Vega. By the time of the presidential election campaign in the United States of America, back in 2016 at the latest, our present day is understood as a post-factual era, an era of post-truth, in which the boundaries between fact and fiction not only seem to be blurring, but have already become irrelevant. The Brexit referendum, the US presidential election campaign, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the climate crisis have shown us that emotional presumptions and opinions generate more publicity than objective facts. What is fact? Where does fiction begin? Buzzwords such as fake news have been an integral part of the public debate in politics and a constantly changing media environment for several years now. Following the alternative facts, when Trump was president for the first time, as well as conspiracy theories about COVID-19 pandemic and climate change, new forms of political communication in the context of populism and propaganda are posing challenges to society. Not even the visual arts are safe from being instrumentalized by populist currents. For her solo exhibition, A Creator of Epic Pictures, at the Neue Galerie of the Künstlerinnenvereinigung Tirol, Jeanine Vega has already been looking at various examples of chronopolitical phases in which art and culture become a tool of populism and propaganda. There are plenty of examples in which art has been used by states, church leaders, influential families, etc. Specifically, to market the self-image to the public. Every populist movement knew how to skillfully use artists and their works for their own agendas. The methods used are manifold. They range from prescribing an official national dogma to a downright art doctrine that imposes taste by decree, to playing the victim through the loss of former classics due to so-called woke cancel culture, to the appropriation of individual works or entire artist characters. The affected artists' standing seem to be of little to no importance. Well-known examples from the recent past can be found in election campaigns in which right-wing populist politicians such as Donald J. Trump or the party leaders of the FPÖ appropriated well-known songs as anthems for their election campaigns. In her work, Vega adopts the tools of various manipulation techniques and illustrates parallels between the present and the propaganda machinery of the Cold War, in which the CIA deliberately misused art and culture for its purposes in its propaganda campaign against communism. The CIA's secret funding of the Congress for Cultural Freedom, short CCF, which in turn financed anti-communist art in the forms of congresses, magazines, and exhibitions, established the American idea of freedom and individualism as a counterpart to communist collectivism. In the visual arts, this endeavor was embodied above all by abstract expressionism, which was emerging in the USA then, and Jackson Pollock as one of its main representatives. In addition, he could be excellently marketed as a cowboy from Wyoming, and thus as a typical American. Major and ambitious traveling exhibitions, such as the New American Painting by the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, financed by the CCF, which successfully toured Europe, helped abstract expressionism and thus also the American art scene to achieve great recognition, immense significance, and global influence. In the exhibition at the Neue Galerie, Jeanine Vega focuses on the production and origin of images, the truthfulness of what is seen, and a manipulative power of images. She questions painting as a medium and our relationship to reality amid the flood of images in which we find ourselves. Right at the beginning of the exhibition, A Creator of Epic Pictures, visitors encounter the cover image Between Seeing and Knowing. The graphic-like photography is characterized by its ambiguous motif, which is an optical illusion caused by the refraction of light. The picture was taken by the artist with her smartphone at an exhibition, where she photographed directly and without the necessary distance through the edge of a display case. The result is a distortion of reality in the form of an aesthetically pleasing symmetry, an image that appeals to our viewing habits and is therefore, according to the artist, less scrutinized. It is both an allusion to the CIA's approach and its art of manipulation, as well as a questioning of the media inherent characteristics of photography and painting and the transition between the two media. In the painting to the right, Brushwork Memory 3, Vega has tried to imitate the rhythm and effect to the photography with a brush, only to paint over it again and erase the original approach. The initial result of this transfer may have similarities but can never achieve the same effect. It was too direct. For Vega, photography is more deceptive than painting. Painting is more genuine and honest, as it allows less distance and emerges directly from the gesture. As a result, smaller photos repeatedly appear in the exhibition, which at first glance seem to portray everyday life. In fact, these everyday scenes are distortions of reality. To generate a certain distance between the artist's own body and the canvas and thus allow the gesture to recede into the background, Eger has built her own brush for the large format paintings, whose canvases are stretched directly on the gallery wall. The painting itself thus becomes more mechanical, bidding farewell to the ingenious gesture, thus also the craftsmanship, in order to focus more on an idea instead. The title of the multimedia work, which also functions as the exhibition title, A Creator of Epic Pictures, is, therefore, to be understood as an ironic commentary on the culture of the genius. The title is also a reference to the golden age of film. The dimensions of the constructed brush instruments correspond to the radius of the circles and allow a stop-and-go movement that breaks through and dissolves the circles as a symbol of temporality and totality. The painting leaves the circles unfinished as semicircles, which are only completed by a projection. This overlapping of analog and digital images on a mutual surface opens up a metaphorical space. The projection shows a video that compiles archive films, propaganda films, and current online videos that went viral. A blurring between physical reality and digital space and the boundaries of the tangible can also be found in the center gallery space in the work Soft Touch Flesh. At a quick glance, barely visible, the painting blurs into a grotesque face, an uncanny illusion that casts doubt upon reality. Vega also attempts to achieve the effects of blurring and dissolving in the two other works in this space, Brushwork Memory 1 and Brushwork Memory 2. Layer by layer, alternately with and without primer, color is again applied with a self-made brush to comprehend how the different materials and layers behave and what visual effects are created as a result. Finally, in the last room of the Neue Galerie, the front wall mirrors the opposite wall of the first room by projecting a manipulated view. A large format painting leaning against the wall is doubled by its projection. Image carrier, painting, projection, projection surface, and architectural space overlap and dissolve. The result is an illusion that plays with the viewer. What is real and what is fake? Who and which media, in several aspects, can we trust? How can we sharpen our gaze and learn to decipher illusions or to perceive them in the first place? In the exhibition, A Creator of Epic Pictures, Jeanine Vega experiments with the viewing habits of her audience and encourages them to critically question learn aesthetic perceptions. Text written by Bettina Siegele.